Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Be free, no passcode.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's
I
up
just
with
love
up?
Being free.
Being free?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I feel today. I feel free. Relax. Chillin'. How are
is
you?
Is it because you're in a sundress?
I love my sundresses, and I love my
muumuus.
And I
love you.
I do. I probably own, I think, God, last time I went through my closet, 7 pairs of pants, 60 skirts, maybe 60 dresses. Kind of a dress and skirt kind of gal.
Yeah, I'd say so. 60?
60.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think you've been in my closet, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been in a couple closets. Anyway, welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind. Oh, we're at Trader's
hello.
Bar. Opens at 4. Yes. Along with the doghouse, opens at 5. Noshing goodies, hot dogs, and nachos.
Wheaties! Oh, I know what we can talk about. Can we talk about all those again?
All of
no,
what?
Not the weenies, but the... The edible. Oh, God. I'm just going to quick... Just carry on with talking about the doghouse.
Oh, okay. No, well, I think it was the whole spiel. I'm done with that.
Well, the question was posed. Has anyone ever... Did we talk about this already? Because you always tell me if we did.
Well, they didn't give me enough to tell you. Keep it coming.
Okay. The question was posed, has anyone ever realized how many dick-shaped food there is out there?
I think we talked about this not on the pod.
I know we had this conversation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And everyone's like, hot dog, corn dog. And I'm sitting there like, maybe some more. It was amazing how many people would eggplant. But I think that's emoji. But then people like popsicles. I'm like, oh. But if you think about it, there's a lot of
phallic-shaped
food out there.
There are.
I will never look at an Olive Garden breadstick.
Good combo intro, Carrie.
Right.
Proud of you.
Like, oh, I didn't mean to throw Olive Garden's name in there. I will never look at a breadstick or an egg roll quite the same again, but whatever.
You're just making me hungry, but I don't like it. I'm very confused.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah. No, I wanted to talk about, and it was something I saw, I think it was on your Facebook, but it was...
Oh, Lord.
It was... How to calm a woman down when she's upset.
Oh, that one. Did you see that one?
It took a screenshot, and I want to read it because it's hilarious.
And this is just like what we're trying to get people on our Facebook page for Female Encounters to chime in about great lyrics. So when we post things, come on, guys, give us something to talk about. And we need to put the how to calm a woman down on this one.
Yeah,
agreed. I will have HR work on that in just a second. And
you ready for this?
Oh, God. Yeah. Let's hear it. How to calm a woman down when she's pissed. Okay.
She probably doesn't know she needs to calm down, so you gotta start off by simply telling her to calm down. She's a bit riled up and her blood pressure is obviously accelerating. You don't want her to have a heart attack, so it's best to get her calmed down right away. Mm-hmm. Step 2, bring up a great childhood memory. People's parents have strong connections to their childhood, so maybe try telling her she's acting like her mother. Step 3, tell her that she's overreacting again. Put strong emphasis on the word again. Then remind her that her overreactions are a regular occurrence and that they always have negative results. Most importantly, don't forget to roll your eyes during this step. Very important. The eye roll is a very, very important nonverbal cue that lets her know how focused you are on her needs. Step 4, repeat steps 1 through 3 until she's at peace. Whoever wrote this said, I've had 37 successful relationships, so I've had extensive research on the topic. All 37 women dumped me within 2 or 3 weeks, but that simply allowed me to have a quicker turnaround to help further progress my research.
I don't know who this person is, but I think I need to meet him.
I
can tell you right now, when I am riled up, as my dad says, don't get yourself riled up. Anyone who tells me to calm down gets the immediate opposite fucking effect.
Oh, yeah,
tell me to calm down.
I think
and
that's
then,
everyone.
Ah, you're doing this again with an eye roll? And I'm like,
you're acting like your mother.
Oh, God.
I saw other ones that were like, yeah, call her by her mother's name on accident.
No, the comments on that are the best. Yeah, and so we need to put that on the Female Encounters because I think, okay. What's the worst thing when you're pissed off that could happen? If some verbal, not like someone like pushy or whatever, but when you're in that mood and you are pissed off, what's the worst thing someone can say to you to escalate the situation? Besides, calm down.
What are you crying? That's usually
mine. Oh, God. Wow. Because, God, don't be so emotional. So,
I know.
It's, I think mine, the fastest way to piss me off, well, there's a lot of ways, but. One of them is, it's just not a big deal. And I'm like, look here, asshat. If it's a big deal to me, it's a big motherfucking deal. Yeah. Like, don't downplay response to this.
If I'm angry for my own reasons, I cry.
And they're
but
my
if
own.
I'm angry for someone else, I'm upset. I'm angry. I don't.
Oh, I'm an angry
crier. I get it from my mother.
And everyone's like, oh, she's sad. I'm like, no, I'm about to kill you. So if you see the tears, there's a very big, like,
I'm mourning
we're going to go either
already.
Way here. What?
I'm mourning you in my head already. That's why I'm crying.
I just saw your body fall down a cliff 5 times in my imagination.
So sad.
But yet, here you are.
So sad. So vivid. Yeah.
I feel like, actually, when I'm the saddest is when I cry the least.
I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those. And then, I mean, I get, like, impulsively reactive, and I'll have, like, a quick moment, like, I don't know, agitated penguin that kind of flares up. But, and then it's calm, but if it's a deep hurt, no.
Yeah, you're not seeing that.
No, you'll see, like, a quick, eh. And then we're over it.
Yeah.
We're fine. Everything's fine. That's also, we should have a chat on that. So not only, like, how do you calm an angry woman down? I want to know everyone's definition of when a woman looks at you and says, it's fine.
It's
is everything fine?
Fine.
Is everything fine, or is it far the fuck from fine?
It's far the fuck.
It's totally opposite end of the spectrum.
Three Fs.
Right? Far from fucking fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is that going to be the name of this show? Far from bleep.
Far from fine.
Far from fine. We're far from fine. It's fine.
Fine. I got it.
Okay? So when a woman says
you wrote
we're
those
fine,
down, right, David?
Far from fine.
You wrote those down as steps that you should do?
Oh, yeah. I already knew those.
You've used them in practice.
Now.
There you go.
It worked.
Because you told some woman to calm down.
Yeah.
Famous last. She calmed her ass right to divorce court is what she did.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look, all of us went, oh, girl.
Something like that.
But I feel like with a dude, you say calm down, and they don't hear you. When dudes are mad, like, they can't hear anything. Well, unless, like, Sports Center comes on or something, but that's also being totally stereotypical. But I've had some agitated men around, and I'm just like, would you calm down? They don't even hear me. It's almost like I'm not even there. Like, I'm just transparent.
Yeah, I don't know how to...
I know. We need to ask a man. Can I start bringing in audience members like I did last time with... What was his name? Vincent? Vinny?
The guy you made that noise to last week?
Yeah. And just to get his feedback? Like, can we just call one of these homeboys at the pool table?
I'm all, he was cringing. Yeah.
For the
for
all of that.
But I just like to bring random strangers in, or maybe just have a thing that makes other people feel uncomfortable. Because, like, can we ask one of these dudes? Like, when you're mad and a girl tells you to calm down, what's your reason? Can I ask him?
Are you doing a carry on the street or what?
Yeah. Can I do a carry on the street?
I don't care.
Somebody gonna videotape this?
I don't care what you do. You are a free woman. I'm never gonna tell you to calm down or what to do ever. I'm not an idiot.
Hat on or no hat on? Which one seems more agitated? We're about to find out. Somebody videotape this shit.
I'm all in.
She's all in. It's carry on the street.
You already forgot your question, too. It was
the hell I did.
I did.
She did.
I want you to answer them with your best, most honest opinions.
Carrie's brought an audience member. It's Carrie on the street.
This is Carrie.
Carrie, how are you?
Hi, Wes. Oh, my God. I love your radio voice. So this is me just busting up your game.
Yeah. No, I was sucking at it anyway, so
I
could
tell. But anyway, because, wait, he's plotting against you right now.
Tell me if he cheats.
Does he cheat? Well, I'm watching his every move. Everyone, look at him really intimidating.
Everybody watch him. Watch him intimidating.
Okay.
No, he's doing great.
When you're dating a woman, with a woman, your mom, your sister, whatever.
Wait, am I dating my mom, though? That got weird real quick.
Oh, shit.
What kind of podcast are we on?
Shit, I ordered that all wrong.
You're
good thing there's not cameras here, because now I'm getting crimson. Okay, so... Woman in general.
Yeah.
And she's worked up. Do you think it helps to tell her to calm down?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so what would be a better way to phrase said female to bring it down a notch without saying the words calm down?
Well, is she mad at me? Like, are we telling
her to
try
to... Don't even question that at the moment.
I'm already in the doghouse?
Yeah. So.
All right, well, I think you divert from calm down at all.
Mm-hmm. And go straight to...
And you go straight to, well...
Do you want tacos, like chocolate,
yeah,
like whatever?
What can I do for you? What do you need? Are you hungry? Is there something wrong?
Yeah.
Did I take you to the wrong place? Are we hangry? What did I do?
Your wife is a lucky lady, Wes.
Your wife is a very lucky lady. So when she's...
Well, I'm actually single, so I mean...
Oh, guys, Wes is single, and he will get you snacks when you're mad, so
that's
get mad
right.
a lot.
Do you like chili cheese fries? Because I'm your guy.
That's when we're like, I am mad at you. Why? And I'm like, not really, I'm just hungry, so...
Right. Well, food fixes everything.
Okay, anyone who dates Wes, pick a fight for snacks. Go for it.
That's right. We'll go wherever you want to go, because we know if I try to decide, it'll be the wrong place. So we'll just drive around town with our chocolate until we decide.
Every other Wednesday should be. Who's going to date Wednesday?
Right? Well, you can find me here.
You can find me here.
So, this leads into the next question. Now, when you're mad, and a woman tells you to calm down, what is the best way for a woman to calm you down? Because most of the time, we're talking about you tell a man to calm down, they see right through you, like you're not even standing there, because they are not going to calm the fuck down.
This person is not your mother.
What is our podcast rating?
It's
we X. Just said the F word.
All right, well, pull your boobs out. That stops everything. I'm just saying, wow. For all our men out there, I mean, who would disagree? Please call in if you do, or message, however this works.
This is going to be great. So you're going to have to find us on Facebook and follow us because we have comments. So anyone, all the men out there, do it. Pull it out right now. So anyone, pull it out right now.
Pull it out right now.
That was a little aggressive. I'm so sorry.
Wait, are you mad or I'm mad? I forgot.
Well,
see how well this works?
You're the one that's saying titties calm everyone down. Everyone calm down. There's titties in the room.
They do. I've never seen a mad person with a set of boobs hanging out. Have you? Tell me one mad person at a strip club. Girl
or
guy?
You're assuming I go to strip clubs.
Well,
I have scruples. Damn it, I don't go there. I work there. I'm just kidding.
I've never seen a mad person.
Everyone loves a set of twins, right?
That's right. You want to stop an argument? Boom, boobs out. I forgot what I was cleaning. See how that worked?
Only I don't think I could work.
Sorry, folks, this was totally random. Picked the wrong guy off the street, I guess, huh?
So, I have an upcoming court date. I wonder how that's going to go over with the judge.
Well, there might be some added paperwork, but I don't think you'd be mad.
Because everyone makes the officer
jokes,
right?
I disagree. Boom, boobs out. Everybody, now it's a whole different court. See, you changed the topic.
Flip the script.
All right, I'm going to Google it right now. Facebook, you said?
Yeah. Interwest Concepts. She does it better. Just do your thing.
Interwest with an I. Interwest.
Here, why don't you just go ahead and search me real quick?
He just passed his phone. We all know what happens when you get a hold of other people's phones.
Oh, snap. Yay. It's time to go through the photos.
So what happens?
I swear that's not mine.
Take some photos.
Okay, so this is Alicia's phone, right?
Okay.
I think. Yeah. This is Alicia's. I don't know her passcode, but at any given point, you just do this.
Oh.
Yep. And this poor homegirl, her phone has been passed around a couple bars and people.
Now we're all doing pictures.
Yeah, but what we also do. Oh my god, I look like shit. So then you do what's this one? The arm butt.
Oh, the arm flex. Well, I'm more like built like Hey Hey off of Moana, so I don't know if I should be arm flexing.
Oh, honey, you're not that big.
No, Hey Hey's the rooster that they're trying to fatten up. Thinking Maui.
She knows.
No, I ain't big like Maui. I'm the rooster that keeps wandering around.
Okay.
Yeah. They're trying to feed him.
Cause see then. She hasn't even taken her phone back yet. She's still totally okay with it. And then you're like, nostril.
Yeah.
I have both of your phones.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
We're all good on my phone? You got me following?
Yeah, awesome. I got you following. You're all
so
set.
So go there. Yeah. So, and then we're gonna share this, and we're going to ask all the other dudes the best way to calm a woman down without saying calm down.
Just take the blame, I guess. There's not really any way
to calm
a woman
down. No, your source was to feed them. And for us
good...
to calm down men was to whip out a titty or two.
Yep.
Is it one or two?
I would prefer both.
Three, if you got them.
I mean, shit.
All of a sudden, you're like, dial a homie. Like, I'm in the doghouse. I wrecked his truck again. I need all my friends and their titties here now. Like, line up, bitches. We got to get out of the doghouse.
It's a code titty.
We have a code titty over here. Because for some odd reason, dudes really don't like it when you damage their vehicles.
Oh.
Yeah, that tends
that's
to
a, yeah,
mess
that's a mainline to the
Well, I was
vein.
So one of my
well,
husbands
you would don't do that if you're mad at him. Don't damage a vehicle.
No, it was an accident. And I should have used titties to get out of it. So I was pulling in the driveway and I was in the Jeep, the hoop, and it has that front winch. Uh-huh. And I forgot about the winch that's like, I don't know, we've all been lied to about inches, but at least 9 out there. And then I was pulling up near the boat and I forgot there's the front of the boat, but then there's the whole trailer part of the boat, so another, I don't know, 24 inches. And I hit the winch into the trailer of the boat. Oh, I should have
Was there
winch.
A lot of damage?
I should have just been titties for days to get out of that one.
Well, they'll only get you so far depending on how much damage.
It's your deductible titty.
Because then you got... Yeah,
deductible titty?
Yeah, because that's just more of a down payment on, on the chaos that
yeah. Well, and I feel like...
That might take step two.
Most mad is silent mad. Did that bitch really take my phone?
Yeah, she's on phone duty, dude.
Okay, but
who knows what kind of photos
you're
going to
get,
right?
Is mad silent mad for the most part when you don't know what to say? Like, when he came out and saw the winch hit the trailer of the boat...
I just want you to keep saying winch.
He couldn't...
I don't think that's the full level of mad.
Because silence is not mad?
No, he ain't there yet. No, he's mad. and he's all about it in his head. That's why the titties work at this moment, because...
Oh, that's a good time to drop the
when
twins.
He moves in and he starts getting verbal mad, like, start making noise, I don't know if titties will get you out of it at that point.
Lips?
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably the go-to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Make a combo
good time
of two.
To eat a popsicle or hot dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Wes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate your input.
Hopefully I was useful.
Hold on, you were. I don't know if your homie heard, but would he have the same answers?
I don't know. Should we ask him?
What's his name?
Rob.
He doesn't look as friendly.
Oh, he's friendly. You just got to get him out of his shell.
There you go.
Well, the twins have to stay in, but come here.
Yeah, can't blame me for trying.
Rob,
come here.
We got to get some input on this.
Come here. Can we get some
input? We're calling Rob into the table.
This is a double team situation here.
Poor right. Rob does not know what he's about to walk into here.
He's maybe a little really more on the emotional side. He probably has a better answer. Okay. I'm always food,
Rob?
Titties, and beer,
yes.
Right?
It's food, pretty titties, simple. Yeah, you're a total man.
Yeah,
so our question is...
Oh, and you're being recorded right now.
Come in right here.
The question is, when a woman is upset, what do you say to calm her down?
Without using the words calm down.
Yeah.
That's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
We're asking the hard questions today.
Where do you want to go eat at?
Yeah.
What do you want for food?
Yeah.
That was his answer. For reals?
Yeah.
There's a reason. Wow. Birds of a feather.
You got to eat, right?
You got to eat. And you can't be yelling if you're chilling.
That's what I was going to say. And you can't be yelling with a mouthful.
Okay. Oh, man goodness. Mad. What is the quickest way for a female to get a man unmad?
A female to get an unmad?
Like if you're mad... Instead of, we're not going to say calm down, what can we do to get you to calm down? Don't look at your homeboy Wes right now. I
heard his answer earlier, and I was like, I kind of agree with it.
What was his answer?
What was your answer? Just to clarify, the ratings on the table, you're good. Yeah, so I know.
You can
answer freely.
You can answer freely
this
here.
This is your
fastest choice. Way to get you to calm down.
Personally, you.
From a female's perspective.
From a female's perspective.
Because I don't think taking you out to eat is going to really solve much.
That's true. Nah, if I'm hungry, I'll just go get it myself.
That's true. Oh, Jesus.
Well,
I'm already mad. Might as well take the drive. Right? Just saying.
Just drive over here and get my damn food myself.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can a woman calm a man down when they're mad?
You know, if we're going to go for a more PG... I'll just go.
Okay, give me all the. Give me G, PG.
You got it. I'll give it
PG-13 and give me an R. I want all four rated answers and go.
Okay, wow, well, you are
we'll
so
have, like,
demanding.
A
I am.
With it.
Don't make me
we'll
mad.
We'll have a nice conversation about it. You know,
that's your G version?
Down.
You're so
that's
nice.
That's the nice version.
She's already been talking for 4 hours. Oh, do you want to talk some more?
Well, we can talk it down. That's how.
You're never going to talk her down. That's like telling her to calm down.
She's talking me down. That's the thing.
Oh, that's right. We're mad.
She's talking me down.
Should she tell you to calm down?
She's not really sad.
Well, if she talks for 4 hours, you're going to be asleep. But.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you want a nap?
Then she's like, and then?
Chili cheese fries and a nap?
I'm in the R-rated version, of course.
Oh, wait, hold up. I got confused. I kind of have ADD, but I'm okay with it.
Fine.
So are we talking about the G, the PG, the PG-13,
she
and the R?
You don't have to give us four answers. Let's not be ridiculous.
Of the girl to boy or the boy to girl?
The girl to boy.
Girl to boy. So your G is to talk about our feelings.
Basically, okay. I have to cover G to PG, and then it can just lead to NC-17, and she could just do whatever. And, and that's
what is NC-17?
NC-17 is just get
watch
it on,
a
I guess.
Soft porn, bro.
That's,
grow
that's
up.
That's code for getting it on is NC-17.
That's the way I
can I change my
it.
Answer?
Hold on. I need my phone.
I'm Googling.
I'm about to pick a fight with someone.
NC-17.
It's a rating.
Yeah, ask
the rating. NC-17 is what you call the X rating.
Yes, please ask what NC-17 means.
What does NC-17 mean?
Because if that's the thing, I'm about to pick a fight with someone.
That is the triple X.
Yeah, well.
If she gives me your answer. No, bro, this is wrong. I don't see anywhere about get it on. Oh, wait, hold on. It says no children under 17, so maybe we're going to Wikipedia, folks, so we know
Carrie,
we
you can't make
answers.
Any children. That's not the way you're going to solve this problem. You're not going to lose a bet playing poker and make a baby. That's not
that's
the
how
way
that last baby
it.
Came from. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't make bets anymore.
It's
but
undecided.
Whatever.
I'm not getting a clear answer on NC-17.
Well, we can ask my 8-ball. Hold on.
It's a mystery.
Hold on. We can ask the 8-ball. Does NC-17 mean you're going to get laid? I don't know, it says cannot predict right now.
That's a good
fight.
NC-17 rating.
Well, it depends on how the fight
like
goes.
Showgirls and
what else? Last Tango.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead.
So it means no children under 17. No children under 17. If a movie has a label NC-17, no one age 17 or under is allowed to watch the movie.
We'll look up all the movies that
are
according
to that.
Answer.
Thanks, guys.
So his answer was, calm a man down, show titties. That was his answer.
Yeah.
Wow, you could have thought about that. Like, you just shot that answer right out the gate.
Straight from the hip.
Straight, yeah.
No pun intended.
Wow, guys. Well, this was fun. Yeah. And you guys, I mean, you're going to go and you're going to listen to this, right?
Right? Like, you can make us happy really very quickly.
Apparently we are too. Just feed us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We should all write a book. Maybe we'll make millions. We've got it figured out.
Do you know what the book is rated?
Or the solves all.
Well, we can have all different chapters. The G version, the PG, the PG 13, the G version, they'll never find it. And then the R version. Come on, Wes, that was a good one.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
We'll let you guys get back to your game. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys continue to play with your balls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like to add something on like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, bring it in.
I like to add something. You know, sometimes it could be more of just talking, letting them talk to you and just hearing them what they have to say. I know I've had multiple conversations with my exes. They just talk about everything, and then it's almost like it calms them down after a while. Just
let them get it out.
Your voice, in a sense. I've had that for earlier relationships.
I just contemplated having a boyfriend. That was such a good
that
answer.
That was a really good answer.
That's how
I almost contemplated having three more boyfriends. There we go. Yeah.
Well, sometimes just having him hear you out, and you just kind of just let it play out. Let them play it out.
I love to
ladies, if you're listening out there, Rob is available, and he's
so
a strapping lad who's charming as can be, and he will talk it out.
So we have Rob and Wes, and they're apparently both available. Follow us on our Facebook page. One of them will buy you tacos, another one will listen to you.
Right. And buy you tacos.
And buy you
tacos. Don't be taking my tacos play, all right?
All right.
We'll
buy a
pizza.
Burger or chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
A lot of women like chicken wings. Tender, that's those kinds of price.
You know how expensive chicken wings are?
I can afford it.
Oh. So you want to deal with her feelings on a budget?
Yeah, if I'm already dealing with feelings, we got to make sure money's well spent.
Wow.
Plus
99 cents.
Plus
you're
wrecking his car with a winch, so he's very busy.
Yeah, I've got to fix the boat and the bumper.
Yeah.
And listen to
you. And listen to you tell me how it wasn't your fault. And no titties came out. Like, we ain't getting chicken wings at this point.
You're getting 99
cents. McDonald's nuggets at best.
It's still chicken, just a different form of chicken, bitch.
I'm totally
eat
kidding.
It.
It's
I'm
a
totally
chicken
not,
puree.
Not like that.
Oh.
Baby food.
Baby food.
It's chicken flavor.
Yeah. It tastes like everything.
I love just bringing random people on the show.
You're really good at it.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thanks for having us.
So yeah.
I'm
hey,
glad
guys,
we could,
Wes and Rob are single. If you're hungry, find us on the Facebook page. One of us will get their digits at some point, or they're just going to comment on all the things not to say or do to women who are angry and how to calm a man down. Keep your twins in until the right moment, ladies. Don't drop them too soon, because then they'll bail.
That's right.
That's not true. I'm negotiating.
Don't buy the
negotiate.
Cow when the milk's for free.
You're like,
whatever.
Half a titty to get the argument over, and then you bring out the second one to seal the deal.
That's fine, yeah.
There
can be demands. I'm willing to negotiate.
What if we hid your remote control? Until you heard a feeling.
Oh, I got the app on my phone. You can hide it all day long. I just bust out my phone. I don't even look for the remote anymore. If somebody loses it in my house, I'm like, you fuckers find it.
Really?
I've got the app.
I've done the remote hostage thing. I'm like, you are not turning on the TV until we talk. And the game starts in 5 minutes, homeboy, so listen up. Like,
Yeah, looks
that's
like
chicken wings and not nuggets
looks
right
like
there.
Looks like we're going straight chicken wings right off the
absolutely.
Back. I got shit to
we expedited
do.
That shit all the way.
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the game's pressing. You don't have time to negotiate. You got to go straight to the source. So, you know, pay to play.
Yeah, I guess
like,
it depends on how fast you want to wrap it up.
Anyways. It's like, well, thanks a lot.
You're not fast. You're not fast at all.
Me?
No.
Well, just because I was a little late today.
No, that's not what it is.
Oh, are you talking about, like, intellect? Like, I'm not quick on the uptake?
No, you're good. You're good. You look nice today. You look like you're about to piss someone off and make them happy really fast. So you're good.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. You're Whoa. Good.
Is this where we're supposed to get angry? I didn't get the memo. Help me out. And it didn't say on the card anywhere. I'm supposed to make a comment about... No, I'm just kidding.
No. Well. You're a witty person. I like that. Yeah.
Well, thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank you guys for giving up your game for a few seconds. We're
going to
cheer you on from over here. Who's currently winning?
He is.
Am I winning?
Yeah, you are.
I don't know. We both really kind of suck at pool, but it was something to do, so.
Well, yeah. If the loser gets upset, show him a chi-chi. Show me, or offer
better,
a chicken
Rob,
wing.
Rob, you better bust out a chicken wing or a titty or I'm getting mad.
And we're going to talk about our feelings.
We have a food truck over there, so I ain't busting out nothing.
Doghouse, name drop.
Chicken wings.
Drop it.
All the phallic-shaped foods over there.
Go.
Yeah. That was fun.
Awesome.
Oh,
thank you guys.
I can't wait for you guys to like it, follow, and listen to this when it comes
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
We haven't named this show yet, so we name all of our shows. We
yes,
had.
You did.
But I know, but should we rename it now that we have pool players?
what was the other
That's
name
a stretch.
That we have?
I forgot.
We're
just showing up at best.
Can I
the three F's.
That sounded terrible.
It's the three F's.
The three F's.
Fine.
Oh, that
rude.
Was. I did, but it's okay. So the other thing that we were talking about is when a girl says fine. Fine, everything's fine.
Nothing's fine when they say fine.
See, that was the name of, we were going to name the show, Everything's Fine. It's fine.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
But there's more to
I'm
it.
Fine. Calm down, it's fine. It's going to be the name of this, calm down.
Oh, you should totally name it Calm Down, It's Fine. Those are like the key words for everything is not fine.
Yep.
Run?
Absolutely
like run?
Not fine at all. Like.
It's like a fire alarm going
I'm
off.
I'm running errands.
My favorite was, I'm
fine. Everything's fine. Fine. Calm
and
down.
Then
everything's
wait
fine.
For the
and
text.
Then there's the inhale.
Did
but
you
it's
really
funny
say
how,
that?
Whoa.
That's how it
he
goes.
He said wait for the text. Does that really happen?
Yes.
When like the girl says I'm fine and like 20 minutes later you get script.
Yep.
Yeah, because I always respond with a K, thumbs up, or cool. Because I know she ain't fine. I'm about to hear it anyway. So I just do a little side jab there.
Yeah.
Let her know who's in charge.
Which
I'm
that's
totally
not
kidding.
Good.
That
you're
doesn't
totally buying.
Work, but...
You're buying chicken wings. No one's in charge. You're buying fucking chicken wings.
Which, for the record, that is not a way to solve issues in your relationship.
Thank you. Rob's coming in real hard on the relationship
that
angle.
That is not a good way to solve
I feel
solve
like a
anything.
Sports commentator. Rob comes in hard on the relationship angle. Counter it, Wes. Let's end. Let's go.
Counter it.
What are you trying to prove?
What are you trying to
that
prove?
That you're a softie and she's going to walk all over you and now you will get no titties popping out and you buy nothing but chicken wings?
Wow.
It's really the communication I'm talking about here is if she's going to complain to you and tell you all the stuff over a text. It's
no
like,
titties
like,
popping out and you're buying chicken
tell
wings.
Me right in person. Like I'm driving away.
They
and
never
all of a
tell you it in
like,
person. All right, if
they have to tell. I mean, in the
it's,
old,
with I'm
this
fine,
has gone off the tracks. I can't.
With I'm fine,
I fucking
text,
love it. I want
I'm
all
fine,
the insight.
And you go cool, okay, because you want to just let it go. You wait, and then here comes the scroll.
Yep. And you just say I'm not
of
reading all
that.
That
you've
yeah,
done.
Something to say. You should have said it to my face.
I need.
I'm not gonna read all that.
I need to take a picture of Wes with your body language on the scroll. On
that's
the.
I've already been through that, and you know what? My grandparents have a very successful relationship for one reason: it's communication. And one of the things is they didn't do it over text. They didn't talk.
Well,
about
I asked
text.
You where you
Wes,
wanted to eat.
Can you
well,
do the
I
scroll?
Feel like you and I are.
The scroll.
Oh well, it didn't mean I was ready. Okay.
Oh, wait. Retake on scroll
and go.
Action.
And that's when you're getting bitched
So you're gonna
out.
Read
that's,
it?
I can't read it. It's freaking
exactly.
30 pages
that's
long.
Exactly
and by the time
it.
I get halfway through,
it.
You've added to it.
See,
now I have to call you and you're just
this.
Telling me how shitty I am
yeah.
all the time.
So instead of
and
like,
you're starting the car and getting your wallet for chicken wings.
Or buying beer. I'm leaving.
Either way.
Depends on how bad the... If you can't recover from chicken wings, you just need to go and hang out with a homie.
Wow. Wow.
There you go.
Famous last words.
But
this
like
is
said,
going out
are you reading the text or not?
Go
of
hang
course
out with
I read
moment.
The text.
No,
is,
you don't read the text because it's like,
this
hey,
is great insight, is it?
Oh, no, I read
that's
the text and I respond,
thing.
You know, and then you do like the, yeah, well, fuck you, and then you type it back and you delete, 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 and then you write the next part and you change your sentence a little bit so it doesn't
yeah.
sound quite as like an asshole.
This is the inside
delete, delete,
track
delete.
To the minds of a man.
This is, and I'm loving this.
Now I have PTSD because I can't figure out what I want to say to your ass for being mad at me, and I don't even know why I'm in trouble in the first place.
Exactly.
Now I got to buy chicken wings and it's a whole production.
They're doing it over text instead
are
of
are you
and
writing
I'm
this down, Terry? You sound
I'm exhausted.
Well, I'm glad it's, no, I'm glad this is recorded.
You have to do it in person. It's just, you have to talk it out in person.
All
you
right.
Can't have a text. You can't have a long scroll and read it because there's so many layers to it.
Carrie,
like, okay,
I don't.
She can
I don't
mean
think,
this. You can mean that.
I don't think that's the thing.
You have to.
Do you have any parting
person?
Words?
Sorry,
this has been
like,
an episode right here.
We're running out of time,
I feel like
guys.
We hijacked
yes,
the podcast.
We
gotta help. There's not enough time, folks, in one day to talk about this. So we're gonna have to wrap it up.
Wrap
please
it
do
up.
Because we get
pregnant
wrap it
and
up.
We want a hell of
we'll
chicken
wrap it up.
Wings.
Thank you guys for having us.
So, yeah. If you don't
chicken
wrap it up, you're buying us food for a long damn time.
Chicken wings and titties is the last thing we're going to leave you guys with.
Yeah.
Chicken wings and titties and talk
chicken
about
chicken wings and titties. You could always just name it chicken wings and titties.
Until next time.
Until
right?
next yep. time. Thank you, Wes, and thank you, Rob.
Absolutely.
InterWest Concepts. They're both single. Thank you, Greg.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.